In the act of standing, he was plunged into a vision more forceful than any he had experienced before. Kashyyyk was burning. The fires were visible from space, and so were the vast swaths of smoke poisoning the air. The Imperial blockade surrounding the planet was impervious and relentless. Observers weren't allowed in. Refugees weren't allowed out. The only people moving to and from the surface were stormtroopers. And him. The shuttle carrying him landed on a cliff overlooking a deep blue bay. Battles raged around him as rebel Wookiees fought with Imperials and AT-STs, not caring that they were hopelessly outnumbered. The apprentice saw all this as though in a dream. He was part of the dream, but not a participant in it. Although he tried to speak and turn his head, he could not. The vision didn't allow him to change anything that had already happened. With one black-gloved hand, he waved for the hatch to open. The ramp was already extended. Striding heavily onto the planet, he stood with hands on hips and took in the view firsthand. His black cape fluttered in a hot ashen wind. There was something wrong with him. His senses were muted, filtered somehow, as though he viewed the world through artificial means. His limbs felt distant, numbed, and the sound of his breathing was strained, almost mechanical. An Imperial officer rushed up to him.
Lord Vader, we were ambushed upon arrival, but I have the situation well and...
I have no interest in your failures, Commander,
the apprentice said in his master's voice.
I am here on a mission of my own.
Leaving the officer sweating with relief, the apprentice in Darth Vader's garb stalked away. With each step of those heavy boots, he flinched. Nothing he did could redirect that fateful march. When he rounded a bend, the apprentice saw a village laid out beside a thin, trickling stream. Vader force-leapt to the first of the wooden platforms that jutted from a bole of a youthful rosher tree. The hut the apprentice had entered, surely in the future now, loomed high above, its wooden sides gleaming with resin. Numerous tapestries waved in the breeze, among them one containing the striking bird symbol he had found among the ruins. Wookiees had spotted the intruder to the village and rapidly retracted a series of rope ladders leading to the platform below before Vader could ascend. A tall human figure in brown robes appeared on one of the hut's balconies, looking down on Vader. He stood with hands on hips, flanked by menacing Wookiee warriors.
Turn back, Dark Lord! Whatever you want, you won't find it here!
You can't disguise yourself from me, Jedi.
The man stiffened and gestured. Wookiee warriors swung in on ropes and vines from surrounding trees, converging with wild whoops and roars on the lone figure in black below. The apprentice's vision dissolved into an unending stream of violent images, as one after another, each of his attackers fell from the platform with limbs slashed and neck broken. His lightsaber was a crimson blur, and slowly, inevitably, everything he saw was painted horribly red. When the warriors were spent, he turned his attention to the struts of the hut. Raising one hand, Vader dug deep into the dark side, bending and cracking the ancient wood. It resisted, as strong but not as brittle as metal could be. It twisted and flexed, releasing energy slowly rather than snapping in two. But that didn't save the people above. The hut tossed like a ship on stormy seas. Wookiees leapt or swung to safety.
Grab hold of something!
The robed man called to them.
Quickly!
Vader clenched his fist hard, and the support struts finally cracked. He extended both hands, and the hut shook from side to side. With a sickening sound, the last of its supports gave way, and the hut tumbled to the platform below. Wookiees flew bodily in all directions. Splinters and dust filled the air. Vader didn't flinch as the hut crashed directly in front of him, split open like an overripe fruit. He didn't move until, out of the thick, dusty haze, he glimpsed a bright blue lightsaber and its wielder coming for him like a ghost.